This is Queen Elizabeth I, speaking to you from the 16th century. It's a Woman Crush Wednesday. Join Professor Buzzkill as he crushes on women from history who deserve more fame and glory.
Yes, it's me. As Lady Buzzkill and I can tell you, it's tough being born to wealth and privilege. The constant socializing, serving on the boards of charities and nonprofits, being invited to endless numbers of weddings and events by everybody who's anybody, and on and on and on. In the face of these massive temptations to live the easy life of privilege, it takes a stainless steel backbone and a stupendous sense of civic responsibility to do the kind of work, the humanitarian work, we do here at the Buzzkill Institute. Our Woman Crush Wednesday this week overcame the same sorts of pressures to do important work in the early 19th century. Augusta Ada King, Countess of Lovelace, who lived a relatively short life from 1815 to 1852, is usually considered the first computer programmer, having written what some people think of as the first algorithm for a computer, or at least what was the concept of a computer. The computer, and I'm putting computer in air quotes here, itself, was Charles Babbage's famous analytical machine from 1837, which was never fully built, but which Babbage had conceived more or less fully, and which had become well known in scientific circles back then. And perhaps Ada Lovelace's real genius was to see that Babbage's machine, and theoretically future machines like it, could be used to do highly sophisticated mathematical and analytical work and not just be oversized calculators. But if that was the full story, there wouldn't be much reason to devote a Woman Crush Wednesday episode to Ada Lovelace. We need a little more complication, a little drama, and a little interpretive controversy here at the Buzzkill Institute for us to be able to show you the dangers of hero worship in history and to strip away many of the oversimplifications that have led to the, you know, Mount Rushmoreization of the greatest or the first people in various walks of life. She was born Augusta Ada Byron in 1815, the daughter of the poet Lord Byron and his wife Lady Wentworth. Her famous father left them a month or so after she was born to go a wandering and adventuring on the European continent. He died 8 years later of disease in 1824 while participating in the Greek War of Independence. And despite having lots of illnesses in her childhood, Ada showed immense intellectual ability and was tutored by some of the most able teachers of her day. These included William the 8th Baron King, who Ada would later marry in 1835, and who would become the first Earl of Lovelace in 1838, making her the Countess of Lovelace. Confusing, I know. And Mary Somerville, sometimes called the Queen of Science in the 19th century. Through these connections, she often met leading intellectuals of the day, Charles Dickens, Michael Faraday, and Charles Babbage. And it's Babbage and his analytical machine to whom Ada Lovelace's name has been inextricably linked. The key work she did was to translate an article by the Italian mathematician Luigi Menabrea about the analytical engine that Babbage had envisioned. In 1843, she also attached a series of notes to her translation, and it's those notes that are the basis of her subsequently being called the first computer programmer. In those notes, she presented a method for a very complicated calculation sequence related to Menabrea's article. I can't understand or explain this sequence, and I'm probably pronouncing his last name wrong, but the mathematicians here at the Buzzkill Institute assure me it's genuine, it's solid, it's well known. In her 1843 notes, though, she also made two further arguments about Babbage's innovations. The first was that artificial intelligence, of the type that could, you know, create original thoughts, was not possible from Babbage's analytical machine. The second, however, was that Babbage's analytical engine might be used for things other than strict, you know, numeric calculation. It could express artificial intelligence, but the analytical engine, she wrote, might, quote, act upon other things besides number were objects found whose mutual fundamental relations could be expressed by those of the abstract science of operations, and which could also be susceptible to adaptations to the actions of the operating notation in the mechanism of the engine. I'm still quoting here. Supposing, for instance, that the fundamental relations of pitch sounds in the science of harmony and of musical composition were susceptible to such expressions and adaptations, the engine might compose elaborate and scientific pieces of music of any degree of complexity or extent. End quote. It seems that it's this insight that separates Lovelace from the other early computing pioneers. I think the best way to explain this is to read a long quotation explanation from Doran Swade, an expert on Babbage and Lovelace's work and a historian of computing. Swade argues, now stay with me here, quote, Ada saw something that Babbage in some sense failed to see. In Babbage's world, his engines were bound by number. He saw that the machines could do algebra in the narrow sense, that they could manipulate plus or minus signs, but all his calculating engines, his difference engine and his analytical engine, which is the programmable general purpose machine, were all bound by number. They manipulated number as a manifestation of quantity, as a measure of quantity. What Lovelace saw was that number could represent entities other than quantity. So when you had a machine for manipulating numbers, if those numbers represented other things, letters, musical notes, then the machine could manipulate symbols of which number was one instance, according to rules. It is this fundamental transition from a machine which is a number cruncher to a machine for manipulating symbols, according to rules, that is the fundamental transition from calculation to computation, to general purpose computation. And looking back from the present high ground of modern computing, if we are looking and sifting history for that transition, then that transition was explicitly made by Ada in that 1843 paper. End quote. That's the key to the genius of her discovery. This idea that if you didn't think of numbers as limited by being strictly numbers, lots of broader things were possible, short of actually creating artificial intelligence. And I use Professor Swade's quote specifically because it helps show that this story is much more complicated than the summary version of Ada Lovelace having, quote, written the first computer program, or being, quote, the first computer programmer. In that quote, Dr. Swade explains Lovelace's major contribution to the history of computing. But you see, Swade was also one of several serious scholars who have critiqued the kind of soundbite oversimplification of Lovelace's first computer programmer achievement. Those scholars argue that it's wrong to say that Lovelace's calculations published in her 1843 paper comprise the first real computer program, and in fact, that those calculations were originally created by her. Charles Babbage wrote those calculations first, and in some cases had come up with them in the late 1830s before Lovelace began studying this type of mathematics. And in fact, Babbage helped guide Lovelace through those calculations, although she later discovered an important error in one of them, which may have been the first computer bug, and she fixed it. Although the original authorship of the calculations may be disputed among scholars for a long time, what modern experts all seem to agree on is what Professor Swade said in that quote I just read out. Essentially, Ada Lovelace was able to see that the analytical engine could go beyond just calculating numbers, which, as far as we know, is what Babbage's conceptions were limited to. The analytical engine could work with any set of regular symbols that follow logical rules. Again, musical notes, patterns for creating decorative cloth, dates on a calendar, measurements of time, and on and on and on. And on and on and on is exactly what happened. Of course, computers have handled number crunching to an extensive and impressive degree, but if that's all they did, I doubt very much that we'd be living in what we now call a computer age. And it appears that even if it's not certain that Ada Lovelace wrote, I put that in quotations, the first computer program, and that she can't be called the first computer programmer, it's absolutely clear to me that she was the first computer visionary. And that's proved to be far more important. Fortunately, Ada Lovelace's contribution to science and computing has been celebrated quite a lot recently. The 9th of October, 2018, is Ada Lovelace Day. It's going to be the 10th annual international gathering and international celebration of her work, as well as a showcase for women in STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. The goal for Ada Lovelace Day from the organizers is to, quote, create new role models who will encourage more girls into STEM careers and support women already working in STEM, end quote. And if you have the good taste and decency to live near London, you can go to the Ada Lovelace Day Live Science Cabaret and Total Geek Fest on October 9th. It's at London's Institution of Engineering and Technology, and all the info can be found at findingada.com, FINDINGADA, findingada.com. When you're there, of course, make sure to tell them Professor Buzzkill sent you. Talk to you next week.